Hello guys, good afternoon. This is Jaladio coming to you once again on a Saturday edition of Random Gist. Now, the title of today's Random Gist is Mugun Button. Mugun Button. Yep, this time I'm recording from home. I'm not in a restaurant today, but I'm sure you enjoy the good background instrumentals as I share with you today on Mugun Button. I started a random gist on Twitter today where I was talking about Mugun Button, and I just want to do a quick gist on that, about 10 minutes or 15 minutes. Essentially, what is a Mugun Button? A Mugun Button is that part of you that no ordinary person has access to, but a few people have access to it, and they can push that button. Now, a Mugun Button is what gives a privileged set of people total access to your life. Now, let me describe the nature, or more like how I came about that idea of a Mugun Button. By the time I finish it, you know that it's something that you already know. It's just that I just gave it a fancy word, you know, just to bring something out. I used to work in Lagos, and there was this multinational that I worked for. Now, I didn't have a car then, so I had this colleague of mine who would drop me at home. Was a very friendly chap. So there was one particular evening, he was going to drop me at home, and there was a lady in the car, so that made three of us. So he was going to drop the lady first. So we got to the lady's house, and she was going to get off the car. She was going to, you know, get down from the car, and I decided to pop a joke at her. And now, what was the joke? The joke was, won't you even invite us inside for a cup of water? And the lady replied me very sharply, you know, very, very brashly, that no male guest comes into my house. So I understood where she was going to. So I said, okay, there are two of us. He said, even two of you put together, no male guest is allowed in my house. So I said, fine. And I just cracked another joke again. And I said, I have heard this before, when people make rules. But I'm also aware that there is somebody somewhere that when he crops up and he shows up on the terrain, that rule is going to fly out the window. So I said to her, make sure that person doesn't exist. So I just cracked it as a joke. I said, we've heard rules before, but there is somebody somewhere that can break that rule. You understand what I'm saying? So I said, okay. And that was where we left it. You won't believe what happened though. This is not Nollywood gist. This is real life gist. Now, people who knew this guy that dropped us that day, who was in the car when the lady was saying that I have a rule, no man comes into my house. People who knew the guy at work came to approach me and said, Shola, we see that you travel in this guy's car home. Are you aware of something? I said, aware of what? Said, something is going on. Oh. I said, what is going on? And I said, look, and if you tell me anything that is going on, I go straight to source to ask questions. So don't mess around. And the guy said, actually, this guy that takes you home is having a fling with one of our secretaries in this office. I said, oh, okay. And who is the secretary? When they mentioned the person's name, I said, now stop it. Just stop it. Stop there. It is not possible. Now, who did they mention? The lady who told me no man enters my house. So I said, no, please just stop it. Just stop it. I mean, how can you say wicked things like this? Ah, you know, and that was where I put it. Now, seriously, that evening, I don't know what happened. I lost my place in the car. The man just told me that he was heading somewhere. And when I looked out the window, I saw him and I saw this lady in the car. That was when I began to think that, wait. But I said, it was just a joke now. That, you know, can this actually be true? My friends, it was true. So the lady was telling me no man enters my house, but the guy who enters the house was the same man sitting with us in the car. So from that day, when people just say, I have this rule, I just say, nah, even if you are correct, somebody has not yet come to destroy those rules. Somebody has not yet come to find the Mugu button. So when that man locates the Mugu button, everything you told people on the street that you don't do is what you do with the person that has found your Mugu button. Now, a Mugu button is not entirely bad, but it can crush you. There are people who had Mugu buttons. Jacob had Mugu button. I mean, Jacob was one of the most streetwise guys you can ever find. I mean, Jacob was so smart. He was so smart that when Joseph, you know, brought his kids to him to bless, you know, he was able to detect that Joseph was playing a funny game, and he was able to cross his hands and put his right hand on the right geezer. Do you understand? When Jacob was going to meet with Esau, and Esau said, come on, brother, let's hang out together with our families. Do you know what Jacob said to the guy? Jacob just lied. He said, you know what? I have cattle and I have family, and those cattle have small pickings, and they are not able to travel far. So, sorry, bro, I won't be able to hang out with you with the families. You all know that the guy was a schemer. He was just looking for a lame excuse to avoid Esau, because he never really trusted Esau. He never really trusted that Esau forgave him completely. So he only just wanted to make peace with Esau and then dodge the geezer. Do you understand? So he was a very sharp guy. But the same Jacob just turned to a complete mugun when Joseph was there. The way to hit Jacob was to hit Joseph. Do you understand? So even children that you love know your Mugu button. They know your Mugu button. They can find it and they can press it. I mean, admittedly, me too, I have a Mugu button. Yanu knows my Mugu button. Seriously. In fact, one day Muni was complaining. He said, look, this girl gets away with so much that I don't get away with. Come on, what's going on here? Nah, it's because she has my Mugu button, you know. So everyone has a Mugu button. So the key thing really is that you have to be careful to not to allow the wrong people to discover your Mugu button. Because if the wrong people discover your Mugu button, then they have your heart. If they have your heart, then they can hurt you. That's the thing. So you don't hand over your Mugu button on a first date. You don't hand over your Mugu button to bozos. Do you understand? In fact, if you are a Christian, your Mugu button should be deposited with Christ. So anybody that wants your Mugu button has to enter into Christ. Do you understand? So you don't just meet people and then display your Mugu button for them to capture. And let me also tell you something. Smart bozos know how to find your Mugu button. And this is how they find it. When they come to you and they try to date you, you say no, Abi. Good. And what next thing you do? You put them in the friend zone, right? Cool. Now, when you put someone in the friend zone, all you are doing is that you are putting him in the dark, in a very dark place. And you see, in that dark place, what he is going to do is that he is going to move around. He's just going to move around looking for that Mugu button. Now, how does he find the Mugu button? This is what he does. The day you ring him and just say that something happened to you, the guy will be all there for you. He will run there. On your birthday, the guy will deliver one massive present. Of course, you are not dating him. He's not dating you. But he's just doing those things, right? Now, he will continue to ply you with all sorts of things until he finds that button, until he does that thing that triggers you. Once he does that thing that triggers you, he has your mumu button. And once mumu and mugun, we use them interchangeably. So once he discovers your mumu button or your mugun button, then he has you in his possession. Do you understand? That is when people are trying to tell you that this guy is wrong, go, don't date him. You tell everybody to get out. You don't know what you're talking about. I love him. He loves me. Get out. Because he has your mugun button. Do you understand? So you need to be careful. You need to be very careful. And let me tell you something. There are dubious people in life. There are very dubious people in life who will pretend to love you just to extract your mugu button. And they will not give you their own mugu button. An example is Delilah. A Delilah can come into your life, young man, to extract your mugu button and use that mugu button to crush you. And she just walks away. And that's why if somebody has your mugu button and you break up, you're going to be hurt. You're going to be badly hurt. But that person walks away because you never had his own mugu button. Do you understand? He was just playing along. He was just pretending to love you, but he never gave you his own mugu button. So he was never in love with you. You were the one in love with him. And you see, and oops, there it is. And that was what happened. And same thing also with with bozos as well. A bozo will come looking for that mugu button. The mugu button is the master key to your life. Once he finds that mugu button and begins to press it, then he is in charge. Do you understand? And when he leaves you and dumps you, you know what's going to happen. You're going to be crying, but the guy will not even shed one tear because you never had his mugu button. Do you understand? And even in marriage, mugu buttons also evolve. So if you hooked up with the guy on the basis of one mugu button, now that mugu button might no longer be working, and another mugu button has come into the scene. And if another mugu button has shown up in his life, you better discover that mugu button before someone else discovers that mugu button on the outside. Do you understand? Because people evolve. So maybe it's food that he used to like when he first met you, but now, I mean, things have changed, life has changed, you know, I mean, he's going through so much pressure everywhere, and maybe he just needs someone to talk nicely to him. That might be his mugu button. Just someone to, you know, just rub his chest, and you know, in the, I mean, the matrimonial bed, that's his mugu button. Now you don't understand. You want to put food on the table, the guy does not eat the food. So what are you gonna do now? You need to discover what the next mugu button is and begin to press it in your marriage before somebody else discovers it. Do you understand? So that is what I just want to share with you very quickly on mugu and mumu button. So, and you see, in relationships, what people do, I mean, I'm talking about the smart people, not just anybody, what they do is that as soon as they get around you, they are looking for that mugu button. In fact, I remember someone said to me several years ago, I mean, actually, what that person tried to do was to lure me into a relationship through sex. And when she saw that she wasn't getting anywhere, I wasn't sexually attracted towards her. So she decided to now, you know, bring the battle on a face-to-face level. I said, look, I've been trying to catch your attention and you don't even look my side. Okay, what is the key that unlocks your heart? And inside me, I was like, ah, oh dear. You mean me? I'll tell you the key that unlocks my heart. No way. No way. You see, that key, you must keep it to yourself. Once you disclose it to a bozo or a Delilah, they're going to have you for lunch. Very simple. And you see, most bozos are not emotionally attracted to you. They are not emotionally locked down to you because they are there to cheat. They are there to exploit you. And what they do is continuously try to extract that mugu button out of you. So that's what you need to be on the lookout for, you know, out there in relationships. I mean, some people, they're not that they're not that subtle. So maybe on the first date, on the first meeting, they're already talking to you, trying to extract that mugu button out of you. But some others are very sleek. They take their time. You know, they take their time. They know what to do, and they just keep doing those things consistently. One of the best ways, one of the easiest ways to get a woman's mugu button is consistency. Just consistency. You say something today, the woman refuses to respond. You don't even betray. You don't even behave as though you're rejected. You come tomorrow again, you say the same thing. You come the next day again, you say the same thing. If you are consistent over a number of days or weeks, all because the woman made a mistake of leaving you in the friend zone, you're going to get in. She's going to bring that mumu button out and hand it over to you. So that's why I'm saying to you, ladies, anybody you cannot marry, don't leave them in your friend zone. Take a gun and shoot them out of your life, or else they will discover your mugu button, no matter how long it takes. In fact, there are people who will wait for you, for your current relationship to go sour. That's your current relationship just went sour like this. And the moment they sniff that blood, that your relationship has gone sour, they just move in out of the friend zone and they go straight for that mumu button. Because you are at that point, you are sore, you are raw, you need to hear from somebody. So the guy just locks in. He just has you on lockdown and gets your mumu button, and then he can fire away. So that's why it's very important. Very important. It's very easy, you know, to extract a woman's mumu button all out of consistency. Once a man is consistent, that's why you don't allow a man to be consistent with you if you don't have any future plans for him. Don't allow anybody to be consistent with you. Consistency breaks women down. Once you are consistent with a woman, she will eventually break down. She will eventually bring that mumu button out and hand it over to you. So you must not allow a man to be consistent with you. Now, it's a lot more difficult to get the mumu button of a man. Much more difficult. If you think that just sleeping with a man will get his mumu button, you're joking. Yes, I know that there are men that are sexual, addicted to, you know, sexual practices. People like Samson, yes, his mumu button came, you know, because he had soul ties with sex. But there are many bozos who will sleep with you very cheaply and will say nothing to you, and they will walk out of your life with a straight face. So if you are in the business of trying to use sex to lure people and, you know, get people to submit their mugu button to you, that ain't gonna work, man. Because men live inside caves. They live inside caves, and until you enter that cave, you cannot get the mumu button of a man. There is a skill with which you crawl into the cave of a man, and it is only in that cave that you can reach that man. That's why you find out that if a man has problems at home, you just come to work and you hardly see him betray any emotions. You just sit down there and be working. But if a woman comes, she's going to look for gist mates all around at work and be telling them, oh, this is what Peter did yesterday. I was so angry. I was so upset. I was so this. I was so that. So they let things out. And people are able to predict them. But a man is largely unpredictable because he doesn't let things out. So you don't know what he's going to do next. You don't know whether he's going to pull a gun and go and shoot people at the cinema. You don't know whether he's going to jump over the fence. You don't know whether he's going to jump over the river. He's completely unpredictable because he's not talking to anyone. So you don't know how to locate him. You don't know how to find him. But once you have the mumu button of a man, that is when you actually have the man. A lot of women are married to men today, but they don't have their husband's mumu buttons. They don't have it. They just don't have it. They just don't have it. So why did they marry? It could be that the man just married because he wanted to make a family. And there's a difference between wanting to make a family and actually loving the person that you married. There's a big difference between the two. There's a big, big difference between the two. That's setting up a family because you want to make kids and actually loving the person that you married. So It's very, very important. Even in work relationships, there are mumu buttons. Your boss has a mumu button. There's something, there is a person that walks into that room that can capture him. There's a person that can walk into that room after he shouts on everybody and he will just calm down and listen. Do you understand? So it's very important that you recognize the role of these kind of things in, you know, interpersonal relationships, that there are mumu buttons. And people make rules in life and said, this is my rule, nobody crosses this line. But we know that one or two people consistently cross that line. So those are the people that have your mumu buttons. You understand? And one of the way people also test out their strength on you is that when you declare a rule to them, you know what they do? They break that rule in front of you just to test the strength of where they are with you. That, okay, do I have this guy's mumu button right now? I mean, you write on your Twitter, you say no DM, and this guy just walks into your DM as though, I mean, it was his father's property, and he just walks in there. No, what is he doing? He's only just trying to see if he can access your mumu button. That, oh, okay, this lady has a rule, no DMs. So the wimps will stay out there, but me, I will step forward. And when he steps forward, he tries to talk to you in your DM, and okay. And you just be wondering, didn't this lady write out there that no DMs? You know, that sort of a thing. So, I mean, that's just the way life is, really. And that's how everybody plays the game. So, make sure that your mumu button, you don't leave it lying around for people to find and begin to remote control you. You understand? Your mugu button should be kept away. For Christians, your mugu button should be kept in Christ. If you are not in Christ, if you are not after God's heart, you are not supposed to have access to my mumu button in a relationship. I mean, that should never happen. Do you understand? So, sister, if the man is not fully in the Lord, serving and pursuing after the Lord, there is absolutely no way he should be able to find your mumu button. If a bozo is able to find your mumu button, that it means that you are still walking in soul ties. You are soul tied with the things of this world, and it's very easy for Satan to unleash a bozo against you who will discover your mumu button and press it, and then will be able to hurt you when it dumps you and goes away from your life. So I hope you got something hilarious out of today's gist. Mugu button, mumu button. Make sure you don't leave it lying around. Make sure you don't just hand it over to anybody to press. You know, and the way you know that someone has hit your mumu button is that you begin to do what you would not ordinarily do. Do you understand? You know that someone definitely has your mugu button or your mumu button. So it's very important. Very, very important. And you need to just look at your life today. That, okay, you need to assess. You need to be honest with yourself. Who today has my mugu button? Who has my mugu button today? Who is that person that can ring up and no matter how busy I am, I pick that call? Who are those people? Are these people of risk that can harm me? You need to assess. You need to make a thorough assessment of who has. You need to conduct an exhaustive audit of who has your mugu button. Who are the people in possession of your mugu button, so that you don't, get crushed in life. You know, you need to know that who are the people who have your mugu button. There are some people that should not have your mugu button. I mean, they shouldn't have your mugu button, because if they press it, it is going to be disastrous. Do you understand? You understand? Now, they are preaching in your church that, you know, chastity, don't sleep with people before marriage. That guy that can say to you, oh yeah, come to my house, let's have sex, has your mugu button. Because for you to ignore the commandment of God and run after him means that the guy has already found your mugu button. You understand? So it's very important. Don't let the wrong people have your mugu button. And even men, very easy to, I mean, some men actually who are addicted to sex, you still get their mugu buttons. You get them to spend money like water. I mean, I have a friend in Unilag, and she was telling me about, you know, people on campus, I mean ladies, undergraduates on campus, driving cars worth 20 million naira, 30 million naira, whose parents could never have bought such things for them. I mean, 30 million naira car, when your father doesn't even have a car that is worth half of that value. So how did you get it? Oh, very easy. Now there is somebody, there is some senator, there is some politician out there whose mugun button has been discovered by these girls, and then they will spend such stupendous amounts of money buying such flashy cars for young undergraduates who have never lifted a muscle in life to do anything productive. You understand? So it's very, very, you know, I mean, that's how the game goes, really. And that's how smart people in life get around. They look around for people who have substance, people who have wealth, whose mugun buttons they can access. Very smart Delilahs know that they can never make a demand from you until they have found your mugun button. Once they locate that mugun button, that is when the business starts. You understand? So don't leave your mugun button lying around for people to discover, you know. So I'll just leave you with there. I hope you enjoyed the gist. Really, it's just soft spot, really, you know, when you have a soft spot for, you know, just that one person, just that one person in the corner of your heart, you know, is able to break that rule. And you see, most times people who even have your mugun buttons, when they are so confident, the day you tell 10 people that nobody does this, in front of those 10 people they will step forward, you know, and just put their arms around you and be like, okay. And you won't even be able to talk, you know, because they've got your mugun button. Okay. So I'll leave the gist now. So hope you guys have a nice weekend. I'll put this up in a few minutes, and you'll be able to listen to this gist on SoundCloud. Yep. So have a nice weekend. Cheers. Bye. And if you need to catch up with me, my Twitter handle is Shola Adio, SolaAdio. And then I have another Twitter handle for Soul Ties Tweets. It's called Soul Ties Tweets, SolTiesTweets, Soul Ties Tweets, and you can get all the Soul Ties gist from there as well. So see you guys later. Cheers. Bye.